The college football conversation continues with Ed Kerminsky. And you know, Ed, some say that Oklahoma's record, it was very deceptive and that they were not as good as advertised. I was listening to some of the national reports and they were saying that Oklahoma really was a mirage.
I think that may have been true. I was not incredibly impressed with them. My opinion doesn't really amount to much, but I thought that, you know, they were certainly a team that had gotten an awful lot on a very little.
Well, one thing I will say is that, you know, there had been so much speculation going on the future of Mack Brown. Did he save his job? Is he staying there in Austin? But to me, this was about the players. So many times it's about the coaches, it seems like, but the game is about the players. That's what people forget.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, when you look at these teams, too, when you look at a team like Oklahoma and Texas, I mean, the difference between being a top 10 team and an unranked team is really a fine line between these very highly recruited teams. Oklahoma, Texas has as good at athletes as any team in the country, and if you can get them moving in the right direction, they can beat anybody.
Okay, Ed Kerminsky is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. As promised, we're going to talk about his brand new book, Rising Tide, Bear Bryant, Joe Namath, and Dixie's Last Quarter. He was on our show in the month of August, and we went through it. But one thing, my takeaway from this particular book is there have been so many books that have been written about the legendary coach Bear Bryant and Joe Namath. Talk to our listeners about what makes this one different. What sets it apart, Ed?
Well, this one was, kind of a focus on from 61 to 64 when Namath was at Alabama, and obviously Bryant was there as well. I think what we wanted to try to do was really focus in on the college years for a variety of reasons. Number one, just to give more attention to a briefer period of time on both men. When you read a larger Bryant biography, you naturally have to skip over these years pretty quickly. And most of the time when you read a biography of Joe Namath, everybody rushes to get to New York City, Broadway Joe, Bachelor's 3, and understandably so. But there was an awful lot of significant information at this time. This is the height of the civil rights movement. The University of Alabama is desegregated at the time Namath and Bryant are there. And Bryant is being sued by the Saturday Evening Post, he is suing the Saturday Evening Post for accusing him of fixing a game. So there's an awful lot of things that we really wanted to get into some detail about, and not the least of which is simply the football. To study Joe Namath as a quarterback who could run the ball was just an awful lot of fun. We got to look at game film of Joe Namath playing football before his knees were bad. And let me tell you, this is a guy who ran the ball as well as Roger Staubach ever did when his knees were in good shape.
Wow. Well, you are a college football historian, but you're a Midwest guy. So what was it like to come from that point of view and doing the research? And what were some of the things that you were able to uncover that you did not know about perhaps Joe Namath?
Well, this was one of the good things about it is that I come from Beaver Falls, and I know the name of family, but I came to it with the eyes of a northerner going
right,
south. And that's really what we were trying to capture is the idea of Joe Namath going from western Pennsylvania to Alabama in 1961. Never having been in the Deep South. He'd been to Miami and he'd been to Maryland, but that's not exactly Dixie, per se. And to look at what he saw, to try and look through his eyes of what he saw in terms of race relations and cultural differences, was really kind of an amazing feat. And for what he had to deal with from the ages of 17 to 21, which is the years we're looking at, and the fact that the way he was able to do it with such grace, really, really was something remarkable and adds a layer of really, I'm really honored that Joe Namath was able to handle himself quite so well as he did in this kind of difficult situation.
Ed Kerminsky joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Of course, we are highlighting, we're shining the spotlight on his brand new book, Rising Tide, Bear Bryant, Joe Namath, and Dixie's Last Quarter. Here you're just talking about Joe Namath, but all I have to say is going through the book, I mean, just that governing philosophy of Coach Bryant, be good or be gone. I don't think he would have survived the 20-hour week. I mean, how he had these guys, how they practiced. I mean, one guy actually literally had a heart attack. He found that out later. I mean, that just blew my mind.
Yeah.
They worked him hard.
there was a player on the field who fell down and grabbed his chest, and he said, I think I'm having a heart attack. And the trainer came over and said, you got to suck those heart attacks up.
Yes.
Guy quit the team and went to the Army, and they found out and doing a medical exam that he had actually had a heart attack. Yeah, Bryant weeded out a lot of the players he didn't want. He, you know, the old saying that, you know, if you can't or won't, one of the things, something's got to give. It would be interesting to see Bryant coaching today. One thing I always think about people like Bear Bryant or Joe Namath playing today is they would have adapted to the situation. Bear Bryant was a winner, and Joe Namath was a football player, and whatever the situation called for, they would do, and they would do it according to the rules of society today. And I think that Coach Bryant would have come out okay.
Coach Bryant, yeah, he always required. You got to show up on time. You got to listen. You got to give everything you had. And really, it was just you had to give your mind, your body, your soul completely over to him. You had to completely sell out for the program.
Yeah, and it was a coach's team. I think that, you know, today it's certainly more of a shared situation. I mean, I wouldn't argue that any one player at Alabama would ever question Nick Saban's techniques, but it is more of a shared celebrity. And at this time, it was the coach was it, and the players were simply chess pieces that the coach would move around. Some of them became more popular than others, but by and large, in the college game at this time, you know, you spoke to the coaches, and that was it.
Well, it is a book. It's for all fans, not just Alabama fans. It is for all fans, and of course, we want to encourage you. Hey, the holidays are just around the corner. This is the perfect book. Rising Tide, Bear Bryant, Joe Namath, and Dixie's Last Quarter. Please, Ed, we want to give you the courtesy. Tell all of our listeners tonight where they can go and get a copy.
It's available everywhere. It's from 12 books, but it's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, online, anywhere you want to go. Rising Tide, it's doing pretty well. A lot of Alabama fans seem to enjoy the book, and a lot of New Yorkers are enjoying reading about a portion of Joe Namath's life that they maybe didn't get too as familiar with when he was with the Jets.
Well, congratulations, continued success, and we'll look forward to another project and, of course, another appearance on the Big E Sports Show. Thank you,
Absolutely.
Ed.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Once again, a very big thank you to Ed Kerminsky, co-author of his brand new book, Rising Tide, Bear Bryant, Joe Namath, and Dixie's Last Quarter. It is truly a compelling read. The holidays are just around the corner. I would encourage you to go out there and get a copy of it. You don't have to be just an Alabama fan. If you love college football, you will enjoy this book. A big thank you to Bill Rosinski, the voice of ESPN Radio College Football Game of the Week. Did a fantastic job getting us set and ready for TCU at Oklahoma State. That is going to be a great game. Also, R.C. Slocum, the legendary former Texas A&M football coach, and of course, recent inductee into the College Football Hall of Fame. And each and every week, Jason Peter joins us with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. Listen, we love hearing from you guys each and every week. Go to our radio website, that is eradiosports.com, and you can email us at info@eradiosports.com. Remember, I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you to not drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. So long, everyone.